God bless Texas.
Because, you know, it is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit, but my staff would not justify it.
Hi, I'm Cope Reynolds, and welcome to The Shooting Bench, the most radical, right-wing, conservative, no-holds-barred, information-packed, freedom-loving firearms information program on talk radio, beginning right now.
Die, fight, and you may die. Run, and you'll live. At least a while. And dying in your beds, many years from now, would you be willing to trade all the days from this day to that? For one chance, just one chance, to come back here and tell our enemies that they may take our lives, but they'll never take our freedom!
And here we are, and welcome to The Shooting Bench. It's Wednesday,
Hang on a minute. Let me shut this thing down. There we go. It's Wednesday. It's the 19th of July. And, my, aren't things unfolding rapidly around here. Let me go and check the chat room here and see what we got going on. LB Sand, been a while. Glad to see you join us tonight. Let's see. Matty Buck and Doc and Minnie and Northwest Heavy. We have a couple. We got three representatives from Washington there. We got some Anonymous. And Susie B. and Yakima Glock and Rolex, Peanut Rider from California. All right. Well, good deal. Glad to see all you guys in here tonight. I told you Monday that we'd gotten some rain. I was only kidding. Today we got some rain. Wow. It was like we used to see down in the Gulf Coast, down in Houston and Beaumont, down in there. It really poured. We had severe flooding warning. It's more than this, country can handle around here when it rains that much. We've got, for those of you that are local, I want to remind you, go to Vernon Park's website. It's lacking a little bit and it needs some work, but it's Vernon AZ Park. No, that's not right. It's vernonpark.net. And we have coming up on the 5th of August, we have what they call Vernon Day around here. And it's a lot of fun, a lot of food, a lot of activities, a lot of sales, a lot of games. It's just all day of goofing around. Have it every year. It's been going on for quite a few years. So if you're local, don't have to drive too awful far, you know, more than 500 miles or so, then come by and join us. A lot of fun. There, Radio Doc, good to see you in there, buddy, as always. All of you, as a matter of fact. You know, this, let's see, so what's Susie B got on her mind here? I know what she's got on her mind, but what's she saying here? But looks like Zia is up and running, but behind the computer a little bit. I guess that means there's more of a delay on Zia than there usually is. Anyway, I've been watching all the comments and everything on this shooting of this Australian woman. We talked about it Monday a little bit. And we come to find out that, you know, a lot of other things going on. You know, we found out that the guy is Muslim. We found out that he has not been interviewed yet. He refuses an interview. And I just can't for the life of me in any situation whatsoever that I can dream up, any in my wildest fantasies, I can't imagine why they feel that this could be just. I don't know that they do, but he did. So he either felt it was justified or he is committing a jihad right here. He just, maybe he shot her because she's blonde, female, in her pajamas in public. Hell, I don't know. But there's no possible way that no way that I can see that is justified. He was sitting on the passenger side and shot through the cab, through the passenger compartment, across in front of the driver, his partner, out the driver's side window, and shot this woman. Now, they're coming up today or yesterday and saying that there's, you know, some loud noises out there that may have startled him or something. Well, my answer to that, horse crap. They said there may have been some fireworks and stuff going on. So I could almost buy that if he had his gun out, had it trained on her already, finger on the trigger, and a loud noise went off, I can see how that could have been possible. But if the loud noise would have been the cause of it, that means that he would have had to, from a seated position, seated, possibly seat-belted, you know, don't know what the circumstances were, draw his gun, get it out, point it out the other window, pull the trigger,
at least twice before he recognized that that noise didn't come from her? You know, I ain't buying that for a damn minute. There is more to this story. And I don't know if the police department or the media is going to go to great lengths. Can you imagine if this would have been a white cop and a black woman? Can you even imagine? There would be rioting in the streets of Minneapolis right now. Minneapolis would be Ferguson 2.0. There'd be no stopping them. And other than Facebook and little blurbs here and there, this has not even hardly been talked about. And that makes me furious. Absolutely disgusting. Because, and there's no doubt in my mind that it's not because he's a cop, not because he's black, but because he's a Muslim. And this whole Muslim thing, you know, across the nation, I can't help but be sickened by the idea that we're somehow concerned with their feelings to such a degree that we have to change menus at restaurants and the way people dress and the things that they do and the things that they say and what they do with their dogs and all this kind of stuff because we might offend one of them. You know, the same thing has happened and continues to happen with atheists. You know, I have no problem with you being an atheist, and it doesn't bother me at all. I wish you weren't, but if you are, you know, that's your thing. However, the 10 or 15% of the United States that's atheist doesn't mean that the other 85% of us has to change everything that we do to keep from hurting your little feelings. You know? You can go to hell. Well, you probably are going to as far as that goes. But anyway, this whole thing just amazes me. I just don't get it. I don't know why we worry about, you know, if I was in a theater or a gymnasium, a convention center teaching a class, and there's 400 people in there, and we started talking about butchering a pig in a survival situation. Or maybe we're going to say the Pledge of Allegiance before we start the class. And two people stand up and say, well, that offends me, I wish you wouldn't do that. I'd say, well, march your happy ass outside till we get done. You know, if 398 people stood up and said that, then I'd say, okay, well, I guess we've chosen the wrong thing to talk about. Nobody out of 400 people, there's only two sitting here that want to hear it. That's different. I understand that. But this gross, vast minority of people, you know, one or two out of 100 or two or three or 500, I'm just astonished, absolutely amazed by that. Hold on a minute, we got something coming in here. Yeah, it's from Bobby. Stand by now just a minute. Alright. Speaking of Bobby, I'm going to get off of that other subject for right now. It ticks me off too bad. Bobby has, we're talking about Bobby Black, for those of you that weren't in here with us Monday night. We have the former owner of this network that is being harassed, is being, what would you say, railroaded by a judge and a prosecutor and a sheriff in Yeah, Doc, you got it. You hit the nail on the head, buddy. Yep, I have no problem with people being atheists, but carrying a 1911 is just going way too far. I just can't handle that. Bobby is just very quickly, for those of you that weren't with us Monday, we had read a big long letter from Bobby that he has sent out to quite a number of news outlets and also certified mail to these Posey County, Indiana officials there, because they are trying to force his stepkids, his wife's kids, to go and visit their biological dad, who is an absolute monster, who is abused and neglected and literally tortured these kids, is a felon now for over 20 years. It's got all this stuff going on, and the courts think that he still has some kind of right to see the kids, and that any damage that is done can be corrected with counseling. So if I understand this correctly, what they're saying is, okay, we don't care what happens to the kids. We can fix it when they come back. You know, you let them go, and, you know, you give them some counseling when they come back, and everything will be fine. You know, it's like diabetics saying, you know, I can go ahead and eat this whole chocolate cake, and it's okay, because I have insulin. That's not the way it works. And so Bobby has sent out this letter explaining all the circumstances here. And in this letter, in this public notice that we read on the air the other night, he has said that they will not comply, that anyone that comes to get the kids will be met with resistance. And I fully expect that he means every word that he says. His wife is Bridget is standing by him, and they're going through this thing together. So, if you're the praying type, which I assume if any of you are atheists, you're probably not. But if you are the praying type, I would strongly urge you to pray for a peaceful solution. The only solution that's going to be accepted is that they back away and forget this whole thing of letting this monster have these kids. That's the solution. Bobby has told me that there is no compromise. There is no other means, no other way that this is going to go down other than forget it, walk away, leave us alone. That's the answer. Now, whether they will do that, now, if you'll notice, and I think I'm going to, let me see if I can grab this real quick, because I need to give you some phone numbers. If you guys will remember when I posted it on my Facebook page. So if you're not a Facebooker, I should have had this ready for you. So if you'll stand by with me just a minute, I want to get some phone numbers for you, and I expect you guys to light it up. I mean, a lot of you know Bobby or know of him. You've been on the show, you know, been on this network when he was when he had the reins. And let's see here. You know what Bobby's made of. You know how he's. You know what a family man, what a Christian, and everything that he is. So. I'll find it here. Dadgummit. Here we go, and get it right there. So the potential here is that there may be a standoff. There may be an issue here. And if there is, folks, I don't want to see Bobby and Bridget go through this alone. I hope that there are people, I know we've got a lot of listeners out on the East Coast and you know, in the Midwest. And I expect you to inform your friends to pray for this family. I say I expect you to. I do expect you to. You're all, you know, I know personally, I know a lot of you. And I know what you're made of. And I do expect you to. To help Bobby out in whatever means that you can. Okay, stand by and copy some numbers here. Maybe one of you can type this in the chat room here while I'm reading this. So here is the Posey County, Indiana Superior Court judge. His name is Brent Allman. Allman, whatever. I don't think he's any relation to the Allman brothers. The number, 812-838-1325. The sheriff of Posey County, Indiana. His name is Greg Oath, spelled like oath, only with an E instead of an A. Obviously, he is not an oath-keeping sheriff. Thank you, Susie B. So here's the sheriff's number, 812-838-1320. And now we have the prosecutor, county prosecutor, I'm assuming. Yeah, Posey County says that, Posey County, Indiana prosecutor. Travis Clowers is his name. I'm sure no relation to Jerry. 812-838-1337. Now, you can go to, if you're interested, if you haven't read the letter, go to, there's, L.B. Sand, there's no charges, buddy. They've been ordered to let the kids see their biological father. And if I remember right, it is unsupervised visits. This is totally unacceptable. These kids have nightmares. They're wet in the bed. They do every time you mention this and bring it back to their memory, they have pretty strong psychological issues because of this man. So if you want to read the letter, go to Bobby's website. Just like the old radio station, justmeasurescs.com. CS would be for coin shop. Just Measures, plural, justmeasurescs.com. You can also go to John Galt's website. That, if I remember right, is johngaltfla.com, I think. And John Galt has written a story about this. Just came out, I think, this morning or yesterday. And they have there, and yeah, Doc, there will almost certainly will be charges if Bobby doesn't cooperate. And I can tell you with this, with a pretty good degree of surety that Bobby's not going to cooperate. Unless something were to take place, something dramatic that's unforeseen right now, I don't see that happening. So that's what's going on. It has the potential to turn into a pretty major event here, good, bad, or indifferent. Now, I'll tell you something that I'd like to see here. This could turn into a monumental event if these county officials just... Now, I won't say back down. I will say if they change their mind. Now, maybe in their little pee-picking mind, maybe they are backing down, but I'd like to see them just come out and say, you know what, Mr. Black, we've been pondering this. We've read your letter. And we've gone over the biological dad's file and stuff here with some of our experts. And we have reconsidered our ruling, and we feel that you are correct, and that these children should not be made to go and see the biological father unless they choose to, and then only under supervised conditions. Now, I'll tell you why I'd like to see it done in that manner. Because there would be a precedent set there, I believe, of county officials that have not stuck to their guns, so to speak. You know, when these people, it's just like the judge and all these people in the Lavoie-Finicum shooting and in the Bundy Ranch trials and all this kind of stuff. They've already made up their mind. They are not even going to say, you know what, after all this to do here and everything that I've said, this stop right now. I see your point. I've gone over the law. I understand we're wrong. And we're going to not only release you today, we're going to compensate you for the inconvenience, for the loss of revenue, the loss of property for the last year and a half. This case is closed. Are they going to do that? Are you stupid? Of course they're not going to do that. No way in hell they're going to do that. There's no way. It was hard enough for them to back away at Bundy Ranch. The only reason they did, because they knew they were going to be killed, or felt that they were, if somebody had fired a shot. And I thank God that nobody tripped and fell and accidentally fired a shot, or anybody threw a firecracker down there or anything, because that was a very intense situation right there. And it could have gone very, very badly. But it didn't. Feds walked away. Everybody's happy. The guy got his cows back. And the ones that the feds didn't kill. And everybody should have been happy. So then they go in there over a year later. Way over a year later. And start catching these guys out one at a time, out where they're, out and about, and taking them to jail. And the only thing I can, if I had to say something in their favor, if I was forced to say something that I thought was positive on their side, and this is really not positive, but, you know, the only thing is they have limited their efforts strictly to people that were at the actual standoff where the guns were being waved around and everything. Now, the other thing is, Cliven and Bundy, now you guys know all this, but Cliven and Ammon and all, they weren't even wearing guns. They didn't have any guns. The whole time that I was there, we weren't at the bridge at the standoff, but we were down on Cliven's property. The whole time that I was there, I'd never seen Cliven with a gun. So, And many, you know, that's right. And I think that because they, it's kind of a shame that this happened this way in a manner of speaking. It has caused them to, they were back down, they lost face, and they're not happy about it. And it's kind of a shame that it happened that way. Because it happened that way, I wish they just could have come to an agreement and backed away instead of being forced to back down. if they could have come to an agreement, someone could have done this and not, and them not lost face. They could have been heroes. They could have had America look up to them when they said, "Mr. Bundy," or when they potentially could have said, "Mr. Bundy, we appreciate your diplomacy and your courtesy in this matter. We're going to take some time and go through this again and see what we can figure out. And we thank you for not flying off the handle," whatever, you know, coming up with something. And they could have been heroes. This could have gone entirely differently. They still could have, at their leisure, they still could have picked anybody up after the fact. Not that that would have done, you know, their newfound popularity any good, but anyway, I'll just leave that alone. We've talked about it and talked about it and talked about it and talked about it, so we'll let it go. But I think what we haven't done yet, and it is that time, and it is time to take a little break. So, damn.
I'll be back.
Nobody will stand with you if you don't stand. God can't stand with you if you don't stand. And don't stand and then sit down. It's worse. It sets a precedent. You know, count the cost. The cost may be dear. It may be everything. It may be your life. Okay? But unless we're willing to value freedom more than our lives, do we really deserve freedom? God can't stand with a man until the man stands. And so God is waiting for us to stand. And at that moment that when he stands, God could stand with him. And then the other thing is that people could stand with him. You know, nobody can stand with you until you stand.
There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. The barmaid is mad 'cause some guy made a pass. The jukebox is playing, there stands the glass. And the cigarette smoke kinda hangs in the air. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. A cowboy is cussing the pinball machine. A drunk at the bar is getting noisy and mean. And some guy on the phone says, "I'll be home soon, dear." Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't fit in with that white collar crowd. I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. The semis are passing on the highway outside. The 4:30 crowd is about to arrive. The sun's going down and we'll all soon be here. Rednecks, white socks and blue ribbon beer. No, we don't get in with that white collar crowd. We're a little too rowdy and a little too loud. But there's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck, white socks and blue ribbon beer. There's no place that I'd rather be than right here with my redneck,
Are you going to agree? Our freedoms are waning and we'll lose our liberty. Slipping one by one until there's nothing left to see. Are you willing to stand with me? Are you just going to let it be? The ranchers are first, but brother, next it may be me. We all stand together or we'll hang separately. Are you going to the tree? Are you willing to be free? It won't get any easier to regain lost liberty. Strange things are happening in this land that once was free. So brother, I ask you, are you going to stand by me?
Welcome back to another segment of the Shooting Bench, right here on the Survival Circle Radio Network.
Okay, we're back here. Stand by just a second. Whoops. Yeah, that worked out all right. Hold on just a minute here. Okay, never mind. All right, we've got a little bit of gun stuff I want to talk about. We've kind of gotten away from that tonight, but that's okay. It was well worth it. I don't know if you guys have been paying attention to what's going on with CMP, with the Civilian Marksmanship Network, Civilian Marksmanship Program. Here I was thinking about radio. But the House has passed a bill that mandates transfers of all U.S. Army 1911 handguns to CMP. Now, for you 1911 lovers, I mean, this is a marvelous thing. And I guess for taxpayers and freedom lovers, it's still a marvelous thing. Maybe someday when all the 100 years from now, when the Special Forces and the Rangers and all get a different gun besides Glocks, or maybe they'll have all Glocks at CMP too. Won't that be a glorious time in history? That would be an amazing thing. But Doc maybe won't think so. But long slide. Yeah, thank you for putting all that on there. Appreciate that. There's no numbers. Well, let's see. No, what you just pasted in there, long slide, there's no numbers with that bunch. Everybody that's there is alternative news outlets and places like that. So, yeah, now you've got it. Yeah, the Posey County, Indiana Superior Court Judge. Yeah, you've got all that. Thanks for pasting that in there. A lot of stuff going on with the Bundys. You know, now we've got the potential I hope that there's no potential for anything out in Indiana. I really hope that that they see what's happening here. Somebody comes to their senses and says, "Okay, fine, yeah, I agree. Let's just let's don't do that." But it just seems that just is not possible. They just do not have the capacity to use compassion. They don't have the capacity to use common sense. They somehow lack the part of the brain that allows them to think logically. And I don't know. before we go any farther with the gun thing here, let me say something else. And I know that this is really hard for people to swallow. But one of the things that was suggested for Judge Navarro, you know, she's
from what I've seen of her pictures, she's kind of cute. She's yellow. No, maybe she's not kind of cute, but she kind of looks that way from the pictures that I've seen. I'm kind of surprised that she's so evil, that she has so much animosity towards the ranchers and the Bundys and freedom in general. It's just weird to me. So what has been happening there is, and it's been happening all along, is, you know, threatening ugly phone calls and stuff from supporters of the Bundys and all kinds of, all manner of vile crap on Facebook and everything. And, you know, our natural inclination is for most people is to want to do something like that because we want to strike out. We want to or lash out. We're not able to do anything physically, really. And everybody from the relative safety of their computer monitor wants to resort to calling names and making idle threats. Well, I submit to you that as much as we would like to do that and as much as it makes us feel good to do it sometimes, it's probably not the best way to go about it. So if you call these numbers, I don't want you to call and tell them what a bunch of idiots they are and how stupid they're, what it is that they're doing and how evil they are and how they're going to pay. No, I don't want any of that. I would like for you to, as disgusting as it sounds, we need to kill them with kindness. Someone suggested that they send Judge Navarro flowers. You know, I don't know. Would it soften her up a little bit? Or would it make her mad and have her just throw them in the trash? I don't know. I don't know what kind of woman she is other than what we see and hear on Facebook. So when you call these people, and I hope you do, you can call tonight and leave messages. And you can call tomorrow and call tomorrow and call tomorrow. And call tomorrow and try to talk to a living, warm-bodied organism and tell them in a respectful and professional kind of way that you feel that they've made a bad decision or, you know, that they're, I don't know how you'd word it exactly, but no, Doc, I'm pretty. Oh dear. I don't know how you word it, but word it in such a way that you're not lowering yourself to their level. This whole thing about catching flies with honey instead of vinegar, you know, probably. I think that's worth a try for a while. I think we should always go that way first. And I've said this throughout the duration of the time that I've been on the radio for over 10 years. That be polite, be professional when you call these people. I've asked you to call a lot of people, a lot of times, schools, office, you know, companies and whatnot. And you've come through pretty well. I mean, you've all made those calls when we needed to. And at this point in history, this is the only option that we have. We need to do it right. And making these people mad is not going to, doesn't do anything for us. As much as you might want to reach through the phone line and twist their head off and poop down their neck, you can't let that reflect in what you say on the phone. If enough people call and the tone is in such a way that they don't feel threatened and don't make them mad, maybe we can make a difference. Maybe we'll do something. But the other thing that we need to do, and I told you this Monday, is you need to make damn sure that you have enlightened as many people as you possibly can. Facebook, Twitter, email list, whatever you've got, telephone, your neighbors, your friends, everybody around you. It's important to Bobby's success in getting through this peacefully. It's very important that a whole damn bunch of people know. It's important that a whole damn bunch of people show up there in a peaceful support rally when and if they come to get the kids. So I hope that especially those of you that are on the other side of the Mississippi, that you'll consider that. I would greatly appreciate it. I would take it as a personal favor. that's right, Yakima Glockner. Heat coals of kindness on the head, don't they? All right, let's see here. Now then, let's get back onto this thing. The House. Now, here's another one of my pet peeves. Is when people say, and I've probably mentioned this before, and people say, you know, this certain group against NDAA or something. NDAA, these people are so ignorant and so ill-informed that they think that NDAA just in and of itself is a bad thing. NDAA, folks, passes every freaking year since 1950-something. Every year, it just so happens that in 2012, we had one pass with some very, very bad two sections in there were very bad. NDAA is the National Defense Authorization Act. And there are things, there's probably been other bad things passed with that over the years. Hey, I just see Nan joined us. Welcome, Nan. Nan is up there in the back on the other side of the country there right now too. So, oh, Susie B, jeez. So this 2018 National Defense Authorization Act is where the United States, the House of Representatives, has passed. This part of it here, that there's a provision there that mandates the release of all 1911 handguns currently in U.S. inventory, U.S. Army inventory, to the civilian marksmanship program. Now, I wonder if I'm sure that there's still 1911s in the Marine inventory and the Navy and everybody else. I wonder what's going to happen to them, or if they're saying, okay, what they really mean is United States military inventory. I don't know. I'll have to see if I can find out about that. And they're doing this for distribution to U.S. civilians. This would be very cool. The new bill would overwrite the 2016 NDAA, which allowed for the release of 10,000 of the pistols, but did not mandate it. The text of the Section 1064 this year, or for 2018, says, is this longer than I want to read? That's not too bad.
transfer of surplus firearms to corporation for the promotion of rifle practice and firearm safety. Now, why they're going to release 1911s for the promotion of rifle practice, I have no idea. Let's see. Secretary shall transfer that by striking the secretary shall determine a reasonable schedule for the transfer of such surplus pistols. So they've taken pistols, they've replaced rifles with pistols in here. Address this is kind of that's basically the gist of it. Now, some of these are probably going to be well worn to the point of being worn out, and they were about worn out while I was in there back in the 80s. But nevertheless, if the frames are still good, then there's parts out there you can build your own 1911s, and I'm sure there's some with the frames and the barrels are probably sound, and there'll probably be some of them that are some of them may even be nice enough to be collectors. I don't have any idea, but the rest of them maybe not so much. All right. Here is a whole new deal. I may save that for Friday. Let me do a quick mention here. There's been a number of people that have posted a meme on there. There's two different versions of it. And on this meme, it shows a whole bunch of girls standing around in various levels of dress here, looking at their smartphones. On the meme, it says, "The people will not revolt. They will not look up from their screens long enough to notice what's happening." And it says that's from 1984, written by George Orwell in 1949. So what they're saying there is that how visionary George Orwell was to mention this, and whether they meant TV screens or phone screens or whatever. But having read the book and having done some research on top of that, I can tell you with a 100% degree of surety here that George Orwell never said that, and it is not in the book. However, it is brutally true. The people will not revolt until they are no longer, until as long as they remain comfortable, as long as they remain well-fed, as long as the ATMs keep working and the EBT cards keep getting filled, and as long as Dancing with the Stars is on and Starbucks is serving coffee, and as long as all this stuff continues, I can absolutely promise you that there's not going to be a revolt. That's not to say that there's not going to be some activity in other for other reasons, but a full-scale revolution, it ain't fixing to happen. As long as all this stuff is still available and people are comfortable, when they start getting hungry, then we may start seeing some things change. When people no longer have internet, when people can't go to Starbucks, when people can't just go to the store. Look what's happening in Venezuela. We talked about that Monday. Makes Mad Max look very, very realistic. We were thinking Mad Max was a good show, but way outside of the realm of possibility when Mad Max came out, at least in this country. But as we see things deteriorating here and following the, I won't say following the lead, but following the manner in which some of these other countries are on the verge of collapse, I have no reason whatsoever to think that it's not possible here. And if that type of thing happens here, then, yeah, we might see a revolt.
The difference between this country and so many of these other ones is we have guns. Lots and lots of guns. We know why we have them. We know why the founding fathers penned the Second Amendment. And that's right, LB Sand. That's exactly right, brother. Monday Night Football coming up. Yep, all is well. There will be no revolution until Monday Night Football is over. That's just that's the way it is. So, at any rate, well, there's I do have some news, and I'm not going to share it with you tonight. I'm probably going to save it until Monday, possibly Friday. Have some good news, but I need confirmation of it, and as soon as I get that confirmation, then I will share it with you guys, and you can do with it what you will. But for the time being, I think I'm going to go ahead and ease on towards the door over here and go and visit with my lovely wife for a little bit. So I do thank you for joining me. I thank those Nan, LB Sand, some of you that haven't been around for a while. I'm glad you guys joined us. I heard Bobby was listening back there, and they lost sound. And for any of you anonymous that come in, I hope you come back and join us and let us know what part of the country you're in and everything. So until Friday, if you're a new listener, Friday is our primarily all music night. Primarily, generally, usually, most of the time, classic country. Some of the best country music that you have ever heard. And most definitely the fastest 2 hours on internet radio. So that starts Friday at 8 o'clock Pacific. And that's when I'll see you next. Good night.
Well, that wraps up another edition of the Shooting Bench. Join me Monday and Wednesday from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. And again on Fridays from 7 to 10 for the Shooting Bench. Good night, and thanks for joining me.
No reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.